When Allah tells Muhammad the Prophet in the Quran to take from yourself of their prophet, to purify them, that gives us an idea of what purity, a more practical idea of what purity means in Islam. It is not just the purity of the spirit, or the purity of the soul, or the intent in the soul. That purity should go out of and be established in everything that we do. In all of our work, there should be a purity established. And the purity for making money is that money does not go out to you and your family and your personal agreement. But that money has to also help society by taking care of the needs in the society, such as ignorance, disease, poverty, etc. So the Prophet told the first part of our money to purify us. Now we know that it works both for the individual as well as for the money, for the economy itself. That is the way that Islam purifies the economy. So if we want a holy economy, if we want a purified economy, if we want to make our economy pure, then we make that economy do justice by the members of society. Huh? That's simply putting it. We have to make that economy do justice by the members of society. Because all of them have a core in God creation. And nothing is accomplished by man except with the birth and out of God creation. You can't even sleep up without the birth of God creation. Business, you understand the business. Business from the Muslim view. This religion is a balanced religion. And balance, that means balance in our simple mind. Balance means doing justice by everything God says, so do justice by. That's what balance means in our religion. You can't just do justice by prayer and not do justice by your family. You got baby power. You got children you need to be sent to. You can't do justice by the church or by the house and not do justice by your family. That's what it meant by balance religion. You can't do justice by your heart and not do justice by your intellect. So don't have our heart no sense, man. That's what it meant by balance religion. Religion in the Muslim view. And business in the Muslim view. We're doing a good job, I think. I think God is accepting what we're doing here. We're doing a good job of bringing this home, how it is in the eyes of a Muslim. Now, lastly, I'm going to say for business, and that is this, that business and for us, the Muslims, is competitive too. We think that, well, captive, you look at Muslims, not the captive, these capitalistic societies, you know, liable. Our business is determined, our business is determined and halal. The third is business. Maybe you can run on a business way, but the third is a percentage taken out of business. That's not business. It's called travel. Travel. Isn't that wonderful? The fact in our religion is called travel. You know, I think it's just a five. We can look at our attitude towards these things. We can get some of the results from the real. You know, I'm a rich man. I don't know if you're just taking my money. You're taking my money and giving it to this crowd of town. Now, I don't care whether it's black, red, brown, or whatever. When you're taking all my money, I see my money, big sums of my money around me. And you're giving it to that crowd of town. And I went through that 20 years ago, and dangerous for me to walk through, and just as dangerous as mine, and it was for me to walk through 10 years ago. Well, I know. After all, I don't want to be in the country. But not a source of a scribe, when you know we can do a lot in the name of charity, and I feel so good. Well, that's what the poor people do for you, what you do. What, well, hell, I'm paying? I don't want to pay them niggas to do me. I don't know. Well, it's even changed.
I can understand him not being a follower of that.
Quran, and I'm reading what number 97 is. He told me that. And his name is Kelvin Steele. His last name is Steele. His first name is Kelvin. His last name is Steele.
WNJR Newark.
I'm sorry.